Greetings. This is Evan Swenson. Welcome to Alaska Outdoors.
Rocky Constant's client for the afternoon halibut tide was casting champion Steve Rajeff. His intent was to try and break the halibut 12-pound line class world record. Rocky put his party on the hole he was seeking and announced, "Let's go fishing. The tide is slack and the fish should be biting." Steve made two false casts, then put the line 80 feet from the boat, letting the fly softly strike the water as if he were fishing for a brown trout back home. It took nearly a minute for the 900-grain shooting head to force the large herring pattern fly to the bottom. Steve's experienced fingers and his sixth sense felt the line touch something solid, and he began stripping it in. We on the surface could imagine the fly darting and twisting on the bottom, giving an appearance of a wounded herring to any deep-sea onlooker. No takers. Steve, unable to make a sail, brought his rig in for another try. The entire process of casting, stripping, and retrieving took 5 full minutes. Given 40 minutes of slack tide to fish, Steve would be able to cast a maximum of 8 times for the world record he seeks. Again, feeling the bottom, the world casting champion and halibut line class challenger began to retrieve his line in a smooth stripping action. Then, the anticipated event occurred. The line went tight and began moving away down the inlet. "We've got a fish on," Steve said rather nonchalantly, not reflecting the excitement felt by the spectators. "Set the hook! Give it a hard jerk! Pop it as hard as you can! Set the hook!" Rocky pleaded. He expected the hard, jarring line snapping jerk associated with stiff halibut rods wearing 70-pound line. "Set the hook!" "The hook's set," Steve assured. "I got him solid. This is only 12-pound line, remember, and a very limber rod." "If he's very big, you won't be able to get him off the bottom. He won't even know he's hooked, no harder than you planted the hook," Rocky cautioned. Steve's fly line was slowly retrieved, but there was very little pressure coming from the depths below the boat. Just a very steady pull. "Sure doesn't pull very hard," Steve said. "Can't be very big. If it's a halibut, it's a small one. Must be a cod. Probably a cod." Rocky's voice contained an air of conviction, but at the same time he hoped he was wrong. "I was wrong," Rocky shouted as the dark shape of the fish was seen by all at the same time. "It's a halibut! It sure didn't seem like a halibut. You just barely pulled on him. There wasn't even a bow in your rod." "I don't think he even knew he was hooked," Steve speculated. "I just coaxed him to the top with very little pressure. Figured if he decided to stay down, I was never going to pull him off the bottom with 12-pound test. As it worked out, I believe I have landed him with 6-pound test line." 33 pounds, 12 ounces, the official scales read. 33 pounds, 12 ounces, the gathered crowd announced to each other as they read the scales dial. 4 ounces short of the world record. 4 ounces short. Only 4 ounces. Probably lost 4 ounces coming in. Only 4 ounces. "As it worked out, I believe I could have landed him with 6-pound test line." Rocky remembered Steve's comment made on the way in. "I could have landed him with 6-pound test. What's the world record on 6-pound test?"
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.